Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the broadcast. That's right, we're live right here on BIRN, Brain Injury Radio Network. That's right, for another great broadcast. And a programming note to everyone. That's right, everybody, a programming note to everybody. I will not be here next week. Very rare that I'm not here, but, you know, when it comes down to it, the last couple of years, we've had very few days off. That's right. And next week happens to be Armed Forces Day. That's right. Armed Forces Day weekend. And when it comes down to it, we've got to thank all of our people and troops and veterans that decided to go into the armed forces next weekend. That's right. It's Armed Forces Day. We have to remember all the branches of our military forces next weekend. That's right. And I won't be here. But yes, please recognize everybody in the military, and please recognize the four branches, or five, was it? Six branches now? Six branches. Yeah, I think it's six branches of the military, including the Space Force. That's right. So look forward to doing today's show. It's Mother's Day tomorrow. In 2 hours, it's Mommy's Day. And we're going to talk about Mommy's Day today as well. That's right, man. We got a lot to say on Mommy's Day. I tell you. And next weekend is vacation for me. I'm going to get lost in the woods. That's right, yes. I will be getting lost in the woods with the frolicking deer and the frolicking cats and the frolicking frogs on lily pads. That's right. Oh, man, I tell you. Yes. I tell you. Man, people. I tell you. I don't know if I'm coming back. I might just get totally lost. What's going on in this country, I'm going to just get totally lost, I tell you. But I don't think so. I think I need to come back. I think people will miss me too much. I think we got to, you know, get out there and then start talking about saving our country. I think that's what we got to do next, you know. So when it comes down to it, I won't get lost too long in the woods, you know. But it's nice to go upstate New York and see the frolicking deer and the frolicking cats in the grass. Yeah, and the birds and the bees and the trees. Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, the visualization. I you know, every time I go up there, I visualize something different. And I remember the picture in my head. And then whenever I close my eyes, I see that picture. It's great. I tell you, you know, next week is also my mom's anniversary of death. Yeah, she died on May 13th, 2003 from cancer. You know, and usually I'm home and I usually write something on my Facebook page, which I don't have anymore. Yeah, I usually write some nice things about on that day about my mom. You know, and, you know, we'll talk about my mom today. Being that it's Mother's Day, we might as well do it, right? Yeah, and we will, for sure. So it's going to be a powerful show again tonight. It's going to be a powerful show again tonight. That's right, very powerful show, just like last weekend. It's going to be a very powerful show. Welcome to BIRN. You know, we have 20 great hosts here. This is a 501c3, and we urge you to please come on in and join us for all 20 of these great hosts. I mean, each and every one of them have an ailment, but you would never know. They do such great shows. I have an ailment, too. That's right. It's called RSD-CRPS. I deal with chronic pain every day in my life. You know, when it comes down to it, you know, bottom line is, you know, we fight and we battle and we scrip and we scrape, you know, and, you know, we make sure, you know, that we're out here doing the right thing and spreading a great message. That's right. And that's what we do. We're out here spreading a great message. That's right. So come to blogtalkradio.com/braininjuryradio. You can join us in our chat room and you can call into the show. Actually, yes, you can call into the show 424-243-9540. And it'll be great to hear from you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right, everybody. Man, I tell you, you know, going on vacation starting tomorrow, and it's going to be a nice time. It's going to be a great time, and I need that time. I need that time to rejuvenate. I need that time to rejuvenate. That's right. Yes, I need that time to rejuvenate. And it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, to get out there and do the best you can in rejuvenating yourself. because you won't be able to live life if you don't rejuvenate yourself. You got to get out and you got to rejuvenate yourself. You got to give yourself time. You got to give yourself some self-care. Everybody deserves self-care time, and it's not selfish to give yourself self-care time. It's not selfish. No, it is not. It is not selfish in the least to give yourself self-care time. And I always suggest for people to please take at least an hour of self-care time a day. An hour. Because you're still learning about yourself. You know, and it's very important to take that time for you. People should not be smothering themselves in a relationship. If you're smothering the other person in a relationship, it's not going to work. That's right. So when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand that we have the power, you know, to make sure that we are taking ourselves airtime. It is a great choice. It is a great choice. And it's so important to get out there and do your self-care. So remember to take that time for you and get out there and make time for yourself, because it's not selfish to take care of you. Selfish, okay, to have self-care time. A lot of people feel bad that they have self-care time. No, don't feel bad. It's time for you that you need to rejuvenate. So when it comes down to it, remember, every day you should be taking at least an hour of self-care time. Now, it could be more, could be less, but you have to give yourself time. Otherwise, you're going to drive yourself crazy. There's going to be a lot of stress in your life. You know, it's time to start living more simply. If we start living more simply, life will get a hell of a lot better. Living a complex life is where we have an issue. If we're living complex lives, we're not giving ourselves enough self-care time. We're not making time for ourselves. That's why in a lot of cases, relationships don't work, or people grow apart because they're smothering each other 24/7. You can't smother one another and expect to survive. Even the two people in the relationship need some time off, and the time off is self-care. And again, it's not being selfish to take some self-care time. Okay, because that's the most important thing in any human being's life, is to take self-care time. But so many people think it's selfish. It's not selfish. You need that time for you. Never think it's selfish to take self-care time. Never think it's selfish, because it is not. It's actually being selfless to yourself and selfless to the people around you. Otherwise, you would be totally miserable if you didn't take your self-care time. That's one of the most important things that I can tell you, is self-care time will help you, help your relationship, help your friendships, help a lot of different things and a lot of different avenues in your life. That is the most important thing. That's what we need to understand. We need to understand, okay, that we, okay, are trying our best. Okay, and every single day we are trying our best. Every single day, ladies and gentlemen, we are trying our best as individuals to live the best life that we can. And we're striving to be the best that we can. You can't be better than that. You can only try to be the best that you can be. We all make mistakes. We all have shortcomings. We all have flaws. Do you realize that God created us that way for a reason? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that was a great way to start off our show, wasn't it? Talking about self-care time. We're going to march right into TV Church. Oh, baby, TV Church. That's right. And that's all we got is TV Church. In New York, anyway. That's all we got is TV Church. That's right. Oh, man. Things are locked up over here, I tell you. That's all we got is TV Church. And, you know, when it comes down to it, yeah, 30% churches. I mean, you know, not a lot of people can fit in the church. I tell you, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult, you know, not being able to gather. But, hey, we find a way. God's always in my life. I'm always praying to God, always watching Mass on TV, doing the best that I can, you know, and doing my obligation at least. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, today's homily at TV Church, which was very interesting, is what does it mean to be a friend of God? And what is the importance of being a brother and a sister to God? And this is going to march in to telling your story and your journey and the importance of it. And this will all march in to what we're going to say about Mother's Day. Okay? So what does it mean to be a friend of God? And friends in quotations. God doesn't want you to be an acquaintance. God doesn't want you to be an acquaintance. God doesn't want you to be non-existent. God wants you to be a friend. Why? Because God is your friend. God wants you to be a friend to everyone and everything. And God himself, because God is a friend of yours. What does that mean? When you're alone and you have no one and you feel very lonely and all you have is a little dog or a little cat or nothing, nobody, no pet, no nothing. God is your friend. God is always there for you. So even if you have nobody, God's in your heart. God's always there. So God wants you to be a friend of his because he is a friend of yours. That's right. What does that word friend mean? Well, let's break it down. Are you a brother and a sister to God? Yes, you are. Because you are created in the likeness of God. God creates your path. God creates your talents. God creates everything for you. So is being a friend a brother and a sister to God? Yes, I would think so. But we have to go a little bit further and say, are we just a friend of God? Well, the word friend actually showed up in scripture today. And that's why we're using the word friend in quotation marks. But what does the word friend mean? Should you be somebody who opens up their mind to learn something great? Should you be somebody that's helping the poor or somebody helping in an old age home? Somebody who is charitable? Somebody who is a friend to other people? Somebody who's a friend to other things? Somebody who's a friend to other animals. Somebody who's a friend of entities. So it's good to be charitable. It's good to be diligent. It's good to have courage. It's good to persevere. All those personality traits lead you to be a friend of God. If you're doing good on earth, God will reward you in the afterlife. So are you a brother and a sister to God? Yes, you are. But are you also a friend to God? And yes, you are that too, because God is a friend of yours. God's always there when nobody else is. If you're alone in a hospital, God is always there. If you're alone in the emergency room, God is always there. If you are alone in a deep, dark place in the middle of the woods, God is always there. If I got lost in the woods, I know God would be there. Now, God comes in a lot of different forms. God comes in nature. God comes in beautiful animals. God comes in birds and bees and grass and trees. That's right. So God can come in many forms. God can come in many forms. Because nature was supposed to be positive. Remember, nature is created to be positive. We make the world negative. Get that through our heads here, just a moment. Okay? So everything in the world surrounding us on the outside of us was created by God. And it was created to be positive. But we make them negative. We make it negative. We make nature negative. Are animals truly wild? Or do we make them wild? You know, so when it comes down to it, it is important and imperative to understand that God comes in many forms. Nature being one, animals being another. Okay? And each one of those things has a little bit of God in it because God created those animals. God created nature. And in that, he is your friend, especially if you're walking alone or you're hiking alone or you're paddling a boat on the river alone or you're skydiving. I don't know. But you know God is always there and God is always going to be on your side. So that's why it's important to be that brother and sister to God too. And that's why it's important to give of yourself to help others. To get out on the street and help the homeless and help your cause and save America. Get out there and let people hear your voice. That's being a friend of God in a society run by the devil. That's right. Unfortunately, temptation has taken over society. And that, my friends, is the reason why We need more God. And the only way to bring more God into our society is to be his friend. Is to even go further and say, I am his brother and sister. Do you realize how powerful that is? Do you realize how powerful that is? At that point, to say you are a friend of God. That's powerful. Because he is always there for you. Now, going into our second topic of telling your story and your journey and why it's so important. Why is it so important to tell your story? Why is it so important to tell your experience in life to other people? Why? Because your story is uniquely yours. No one else can tell your story. No one else can tell your story. Do you realize the power behind that? There is a lot of power in that. There is a lot of power in that. Because of the simple fact that we as human beings are unique and we're made unique and we're all made with voice boxes and a mouth for a reason. That's our power. And a lot of us don't use it. The power is in the voice box. The power is in your mouth. Nobody can ever take away from you your voice box and your mouth. Only you can squelch your voice. Only you can shut up and sit down. Only you can take away your own power. And a lot of us do. Because of the powers that be, because of the manipulators in the world, we are told that you have no more power. We will not listen to you. And guess what? We listen to them. And we believe that we have no more power. Ladies and gentlemen, we have power. You just have to freaking use it. You gotta use your mouth and you gotta use your voice box. That's why God gave you a damn voice. To speak your experience and to speak your story. Because other people would resonate with you. There's a lot of people out here that would probably resonate with you. People want to feel like they're not alone, people. People want to feel like that they are not alone. And by telling your story, you're giving them power. You're using your power to initiate their power. That's right. That's right, folks. Do you realize the power that you have? People don't realize the power that they have. Because everybody in the world is trying to take away your power. Manipulators, the media, government, they're all trying to take away your voice. But you have the power to tell your story and nobody else can tell your story. So when are you going to tell your story? Do you realize that that is your power? The more you tell your story, the better, ladies and gentlemen, this world will be. That's right. The more you tell your story and your journey, the better life will be for you and the people around you and maybe some people that don't even know you. That's right. maybe some people that don't even know you are listening to you speak, and they are being touched by what you say. And you will never know unless they come up to you and say, man, what a great, powerful speaker you are. Thank you so much for being you. You will never know how many people you touch. You will never know. Usually people come out on your funeral or the day of death. Oh, my God, he died. Oh, he was such a great speaker. Tell me while I'm alive, please. That's right. Please tell me while I'm alive. Okay, we're nice. Usually, yeah, they come out and they talk in church. Oh, what a great speaker. Oh, I was so inspired by him. But he's dead. He can't hear me. That's when they come out, usually. So good. I don't care. You know, bottom line is, as long as people are being touched, it don't matter to me if they come and tell me or not. That's right. But I'm just saying, that's when people come out. And then they feel guilty. Well, I should have told them. Well, that's why you got to use the power of your voice. That's right. But the power of the voice comes in numerous ways. The power of the voice comes in numerous ways. Telling other people what they have done for you. That's one thing. Telling your story. That's another thing. Telling your experiences is another thing. Okay, story and experiences are two different things. Stories and experiences are two different things. Because you could have many experiences and one story. Right? So in one story, you could have many experiences. So when it comes down to it, that is the most important thing. And that's why people sometimes go out and they write a book on what they've experienced. That is the most important thing. The most important thing is for everybody to take their power into their hands and realize that they have the power, that we have the power. But we don't know the power that we have in our bodies. We don't know. We don't know it. We don't understand it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is where it's at. So it's important to tell your story. It's important to tell your story. Now, there's a lot of people that would come out here and say, nobody gives a fuck about me. Nobody cares about me. Oh, nobody gives a shit about me. Right. So when it comes down to it, the bottom line is you have to believe in yourself to tell your story. You have to have confidence in yourself to tell your story. You have to have belief in yourself to tell your story. You won't say those things if you had self-love, self-reliance, self-confidence, and self-belief. If you had those things, you would not be saying those words. The most important thing for all of us to learn is that there's always somebody out there that could resonate with us. So never be afraid to tell your story. And the more we open up our mouths to tell our story, or to tell our plight, or to tell our experiences, the more people that will resonate. That's power. Power. But that's power in a good way. Because that means people are communicating. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where it's at. We have to communicate, ladies and gentlemen, the best we can. The more we're communicating, with other people, the better life gets and the better feeling that you have. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, the power of your voice? I don't think you do. I don't think you do. I don't think people realize the power of their voice. It is time to wake up, to realize that our voice is our power. The more we tell our story, the more we tell our journey, the more we tell our experiences, the better life gets for not only you, but the people around you and the people that resonate with you. Never let any entity or person or thing tell you that you can't speak. That, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the most powerful things that a human being has in its arsenal. No animal has a voice. An animal can't speak. God didn't give voices to animals. Why? Because they don't experience things like we do. They don't experience things like we do. They don't have stories to tell like we do. What do they have? They just like a good owner. They just like being in a good household and with a good family. And as long as they're living in a great household and as long as they're with a great family, they don't need a voice. They're very happy. And maybe you might say their voice might be their bark or their hiss or their meow. Whatever it is, maybe that's their voice. But when it comes down to it, they can't speak like we can. Do you realize we're the only animal in the animal kingdom that has a voice box and, you know, and this great thing we call a mouth? I mean, there's mouths on all animals, right? But not many have a voice box. And if they do have a voice box, they can only make sounds. We are the only species that could speak our story and speak our experiences. God made us that way for a reason, because that's our power. That's our power. Never let anybody take away your power. Never let anything take away your power. And never let any entity take away your power. There's a lot of entities these days that are trying to take away your power, and you're allowing them to do it. You're enabling them to do it. No. That should not be happening. The power of the voice is really, honestly, the only power we have. It's the only power we have. Have to realize that you never lose your power unless you sit down and you say nothing. You don't lose your power until you give it up. And these days, a lot of people are giving it up. So let's move into Mother's Day. Mother's Day, the mommies of the earth. Beautiful, beautiful people created by God. That's right. And when it comes down to it, mothers are right there with God. Because remember, mothers bring you into the world. So they have to be a friend of God. Because they're birthing babies every single 9 months. right? Was it 9 months? Right? Because I'm a man. I don't know these things. What do I know? I don't know those things. But anyway, bottom line is, mothers, on nurturers, they delve out unconditional love. They always have love in their hearts. Women always have love in their hearts. Women always have love in their hearts. Women were made with love. That's why men need to respect women, because women were made with love. Men have love too, but in a different way. Women are also the emotional beings on earth. You'll see a lot more women crying and getting angry and getting pissed off and smiling and happy and laughing. That's right. Sometimes you don't even know what they're feeling. My God, sometimes the emotions go crazy. That's right. But when it comes down to it, women are there to nurture the young. Women are there to bring you into the world. If there was no women, there would be no babies. If there's no women, I wouldn't be here, and neither would all of you. Today, well, almost today, maybe like in 2 hours today, on the East Coast anyway, we celebrate womanhood and feminism. We celebrate the mothers who give their all to be the rock of the family most of the time, to be the best that they can be for their child, and get out there and get a career for themselves sometimes, too. It's amazing. It's truly amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly amazing. The unconditional love that comes out of a woman. Women were made like that. They have that love within them. They're there to nurture their children, especially when the fathers are disciplining them. That's why the men are there, to discipline. We talk about that during Father's Day. You know, but when it comes down to it, ladies, you know, play a certain role on this earth. Their role is to bring God to the family. Their role is to bring God to the family. Because the simple fact that they birthed babies, God is already in them. God is in all of us. But most women have God within them. Now, when it comes down to it, and they are tempted to sway away from God, is that when you see these nefarious things happen, they don't care about the innocence of life anymore. They don't care how they look. They don't care about society. So even women, yes, could turn away from God. Even women who have a strong love could turn away from God. So, to me, well, I'll tell you a little bit about my mom now, because we had a little bit of time. I'm going to tell you how strong my mom was when she was battling cancer and she was dwindling away with a horrible disease. What a strong woman. Women are very strong, too. Women are very courageous and diligent. And they persevere. And they have a lot of courage, too. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, my mom had all of those. She wanted to live life. She didn't want to die. She was always the life of the party. Even though she was very quiet. And when she spoke, you better listen. You better listen when she spoke. Because she didn't speak much. She didn't speak much. But when she had something to say, boy, that power of that voice. Yeah, that power of that voice. And it didn't happen much, but then the day came when she told us she had cancer. And we were shocked. But we said, let's fight it together. We can beat this together. Because we were a strong family unit at the time. Not much anymore. That's right. Sorry. Yeah, that's true. Not so much anymore. But, you know, when it comes down to it, yeah, the rock and the family went away. That's right. She went to heaven. And unfortunately, here on Earth, yeah, family's like in all different directions. But when she told us she had cancer, it was a shock. But, like I said, we are going to fight this with you. She got stronger knowing we were fighting with her. And she always had God with her. She was always a friend to God. She was always a sister to God. She was always doing great things. Everybody in the neighborhood knew who she was. She was on the PTA. She went to the PTA meeting. She loved going to the parent-teacher conferences. Those were always fun. Those were always fun. That's right. But bottom line is that she had God on her side. And she also had her family on her side. She also had her family on her side. Because we all said, you loved us with all your heart. Now it's our turn. You gave us unconditional love and taught us growing up. You made me who I am today, and I thank you. And now it's time for me to give back to you. Just like I do with my dad, caregiving and everything. She was a friend of God. She was a sister to God. And she told her story, and she told her journey, and she used the power of her voice to win over so many people. She won over so many people, ladies and gentlemen, with the power of her voice. And this is a woman that didn't say much. And man, she was always telling a story. Even when she was sick, she was telling stories. Even when she was sick, she was telling us her experiences and how she felt. I didn't have chronic pain at the time. I got chronic pain in 2008. But I took the time to know my mother a little bit better. That's the power of your own voice. That's the power of being a friend of God. Taking it upon yourself to get closer with the person who's struggling. To get closer to a person who's dwindling away. And a lot of us could resonate with that because some of our parents are still alive. Some of our mothers are really old and they're still alive and they're still battling and they're still fighting. They still have the will to live. And some of us understand that. We see them dwindling away. And I was watching my mom literally dwindling away. And every time she would get the chemo, she would dwindle away. We had to be a caregiver to that mom of mine. Yep, when she got sick, we had to take her to the bathroom. You know, sometimes we had to pick her up off the bed. But one thing is she always forced herself to do things for herself. What independent woman. And there's a lot of great independent women out there. God bless you. God bless you. She was a real independent mama. She didn't want her kids to do everything for her. But we were there when she had an issue doing something. But we let her do what she had to do on her own. We watched her. But she was able to do it. Boy, did she fight to get up off of that bed. Boy, did she fight sometimes to just walk to the bathroom. Tell you, what a story. What a story. I'll call it heroism. What a great story of heroism. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. What you can learn. Somebody who's dying. It's amazing what you can learn from somebody who's dwindling away. I tell you, no death is an easy one. I mean, they're all tough. They're all hard. Even if they're 99 years old, 100 years old, it's tough. Even though they live their full life, and you're in your 70s, and they're still living, it's amazing. They're there for your whole life. You know, almost. You know, and it's not easy to see that. It's not easy to see somebody dwindle away. But my own mom was only 56, and she was healthy before all of this. She had not a problem in the world. She would go to the doctor and put the doctor out of business all the time. And then one day, she was told, oh, you see something in your ovary. That's where it all started. And it went up to the lung. And it went up to the brain. And you had two big, huge tumors in her brain. And they couldn't operate. They exploded. That was the end of that. It wasn't that she gave up. It wasn't that she gave up. It wasn't that she gave up. It was because her body gave out. So she beat the cancer. But her body didn't beat it. That's powerful shit right there. She beat it. With every step of the way, she battled that thing. She wanted to live. Her body gave out. Her body couldn't stand the pressure. That's what happens. A lot of the times people have the will to live. It's just their body gives it out. There's only so much the body could take. She had a very strong will to live. So I will tell you why I'm telling you this story. She died the day after Mother's Day, 2003. She was in a coma from January of 2003 till May of 2003. So when we went to go visit, she didn't even know we were there. We would just sit there, hey mom, we're here, and that's it. Bottom line, she had no clue we were there. Or maybe she did. Who knows? Maybe her spirit knew. I don't know. But when it comes down to it, she had no clue we were there. The story goes like this. All of a sudden, on May 11th, and I believe it was a Sunday, she wakes up. And we were called immediately. Your mother has woken up. Your wife has woken up. My dad said, could we come and see her? And they said, hell yes, you can. They didn't say it like that. But they basically said, yeah, you better get your butts down here. And we walked in. She was sitting up and she was eating. Okay. 5 months of this, 5 months of vegetation, and here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful woman, I tell you, strong woman. She was talking to us, and she was eating. And the next day was Mother's Day, and we were so happy that she woke up. Man, I tell you, we were so happy that she woke up. And we sat there for a little while. Yeah, we sat there until very late. And she said goodbye, and we'll see you tomorrow. Go get the breast. Now, she subsequently stayed up all night long. She wanted to get up out of the bed on Mother's Day and go to the chair. She wanted to sit in the chair. She said, I want to sit in the chair. I don't want to sit in this bed on Mother's Day. She wanted to sit in the chair. She wanted to get up out of the bed and sit in the chair. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how she got to the chair, but she was in the chair when we came to visit on Mother's Day. That's right. Tell you. She was in that chair, baby. She was in that chair. We were amazed. I mean, we bought a little gift for her. A beautiful music box. We still have it in the house. We didn't bring it back. We kept it. It's right displayed in our cabinet there. And we leave it right in the front. That's Mommy's gift from 2003, Mother's Day. It's amazing. She sat up in the chair for the whole day. She was eating. She was drinking. She was laughing. She was smiling. Holy shit. I couldn't believe it. What a great day. What a powerful day that was. What a bunch of love. And respect we had for my mom. She fought to get up out of that bed and sit in that chair when we came with the gift. Amazing. Amazing. And then We stayed the whole day. It was dark out. She said, go home and get some rest. We said, no, we don't want to leave you. I don't know if it was a feeling of ours. We want to stay. Now she said, go home and get some rest. And she was very indignant about it. Go get some rest. We went to go get some rest. In the middle of the night, 5 a.m., I think it was, Dad walks into the room crying. She died, guys. She died. And then we were all crying. We were all showing emotion. And I was the rock. I stood there and I was holding people and hugging people. And I was like, okay, relax. Relax. We're going to go see her. You know, and I was trying to help people. My father, my brother, my sister. I turned into the rock. My mom, I think, gave me her power. You know, and I turned into the rock. Because my dad is definitely not the rock. My brother cries at a drop of a hat. And my sister the same thing. And I have patience and none of them do. There's a lot of things that I am different to them. That's right. I am the sort of I don't know what you call it, the outcast. No, I don't know. I am totally different than the rest of my family members. And I turned into the rock that day. I think my mom transferred her powers to me. And I was hugging them and I was consoling them. And I was like, well, this is my job now. I got to be a friend to God. I got to be a brother to God. My mom is gone. She fought hard, but her body gave out. So I never say cancer beat my mother. I basically say she beat cancer, but her body couldn't stand the chemo. Her body couldn't stand the treatments. Ultimately, it was the treatments that killed her because the tumors were still in place and they never really exploded. But they put so much pressure on the brain that was it. But she really died from the chemo and some of the treatments that she was given. Because that weakened her body. You know, a lot of treatments sometimes weaken your body. Radiation weakens your body. Chemo does. You know, when it comes down to a lot of these treatments, dwindle you down to nothing. And you actually die from the treatments rather than the cancer or rather than the ailments, whatever you have. And that's why it's important to always delve into natural treatments and holistic treatments and learn about anything you could do naturally to help your body. Because a lot of the conventional methods sometimes wind up killing you. That's the truth. So the story is we go to the hospital and she's laying there like an angel. They put her hands across her chest and she's just laying there and we're all crying over her. Now I'm standing there and I'm rubbing backs and hugging and trying to console my other family members. And I realized that I had to be the rock then. I had to be the rock. And to this day, people call me the rock when it comes to funerals because I'm always consoling loved ones, telling them everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be all right. We have to celebrate life. When somebody dies, we celebrate life. People don't want to celebrate death, but we're not celebrating death. We're celebrating life. Do you realize that what you do in your life is your legacy? So when you die, we celebrate what you did during your legacy. What did you leave behind? What did you do? What did you create? We celebrate everything that you've done. So that's the power of love. She didn't want to die. But unfortunately, her body gave out. So we say thank you to all our mothers today, whether they're living or deceased, because they brought you into this world. Because you always have a bigger bond with your mother than your father because you came out of your mother's body. That's right. There's more of a bond between a mother and a child than a father and a child. It's the truth. And we thank those beautiful people today. They're all created beautiful. Right, men? Oh, yes. All women are created beautiful. That's right. Why? Because they have good hearts. And only they choose to use it in an evil fashion. Women can turn away from God too. And we see it in a bunch of different ways. Killing their babies. Killing other people. Extorting money. Greed. Yeah, they can do what men do. They could abuse men. Oh, women could abuse men. It's happened. It's happened to me. I was abused by a narcissistic woman. Oh, there's a story behind that too. Maybe one day you'll hear it. But when it comes down to it, a bulk of women are honestly beautiful people. They're made beautiful and they have beautiful hearts. But when it comes down to it, women are very important to our society. That's right. They're the nurturers. They're the ones that are the emotional beings. They hold the household together. Sometimes they go out there and they get a job and they have a career. That's of course to the woman, because again, they have a job to do in the home. They were created to nurture those kids. They were created to nurture their families, to hold their families together, to be the rock of the family. They were nurturers the whole time. They were created to be nurturers. So we thank all the women that have bore children. In about an hour, on this day, we praise all ladies and say thank you very much for being who you are. And thank you for being a friend to God too, because you bring God to people around you. Thank you for loving, cherishing, nurturing. Thank you for being a sister to God. And thank you for doing everything you've done to make this world a better place. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, mothers. We appreciate you. So going back to the importance of telling your story, I just told you my story. I just told you my story. My story is both happy, sad, angry, mad. It's a bunch of feelings. But guess what? The one thing that comes out of your story and your journey is God. Because God gives you the power to tell that story. God gives you the power to tell that experience. I didn't tell that story to depress people. I told that story to empower people. To empower people to understand that they have the power and that they could use it. We have to turn our negative into a positive. Turn that depression into happiness and joy. Because when it comes down to it, remember, you have a choice. You're either going to live in joy or you're going to live in misery. What are you going to live in? Do you realize death is a part of life and life is a part of death? Did you get what I just said? Life is a part of death and death is a part of life. Oh, I just said it backwards. Doesn't matter. We're all going to die. We don't know when we're going to die, but we're all going to die. And a lot of us don't fear death. A lot of us fear dying alone. A lot of us fear loneliness. And I will tell you this. As long as you are a friend to God or a brother and a sister to God, God will always be there with you and you will never be alone. You will never be alone. That's right. My mom wasn't alone when she died. God was there. Yeah, we came later. But God was there with her because she always had God in her heart. She always had a good heart. She chose to use her heart for joy and goodness and not for evil. There are more people on this earth that choose to use their heart for good. They are a friend to God. They give back to others. They're very charitable to others. They aid others. Just giving the time of day to others. In a society that's very self-centered. In a society that doesn't care about anybody else but the single human being. It's very self-centered, this society. This society, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't show love for others at all. Because it's all about the feelings. Feelings don't mean shit. That's right. Because it shouldn't be about feelings. It shouldn't be about feelings. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at a society as a whole, if people start telling their stories more, if people start talking about their experiences more and their journeys, we could bring back the love of God, and we could bring back love to society. And we can bring back our power that we've lost for a very long time. The more we talk, the stronger we get. The less we talk, the weaker we get. Do you realize the power of your voice? I don't think you do. There's a lot of people that don't understand their power. A lot of people out there that have no clue how powerful they are. If you just use your voice, boy, is that powerful. You could sway somebody one way or another. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the more you use the power of God, the more you're successful. It's important to give back and be a friend to God, just like those mothers, just like that person who tells their story and tells their experiences. You're being a great friend to God. You're being a great brother and sister to God because you're using the power given by God. God is your friend, as you are his. God is always there for you. God loves you unconditionally. That's right. Just like mothers love their children unconditionally. When it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, my mom used her power. My friend Jane Gonzalez used her power. Oh, boy, did she use her power. What another strong woman, another strong mother. That's right. Jane Gonzalez didn't meet the woman, knew her online, dealt with RSDCRPS. Her RSDCRPS dwindled her down to nothing. She had brittle bones. She couldn't stand up. If she would have tried to stand up, her bones would have broken in her legs. That's how brittle her bones were. Always was a positive woman. And it didn't matter that she had to stay every single day, every second of the day in her bed. She was a bed-bound RSDCRPS patient, and she was always smiling, and she was always telling us a good word. If that woman could be positive, why can't we? She couldn't get up one bit from her bed. She would advocate from her bed. She wrote a... She wrote a song about her experience and made it a ringtone on a phone. Yeah, it was a ringtone. You could have purchased it. She made her own holiday cards, birthday cards. I got one every year, and it was a different one. Every single year, I got one. It was a different one. That's right. It was a different one every year. She made her own custom birthday and holiday card. I still cherish the last ones I got from her. Guess we had a special bond, me and Jane Gonzalez. What a strong woman. What a happy woman. What a joyful woman. We all take a little example from Jane Gonzalez. Life is not all that bad with chronic pain. life is not all that bad. Life is not all that bad. And we have to continue to tell ourselves this. Life is not all that bad. Because Jay Gonzalez got through every single day. Till the one day when she died, I think it was January 17th, her body gave up, not her. Her body gave up, not her. Another strong woman. Another example of a powerful woman. Another example of a powerful mother. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. Deep stuff tonight, folks. Deep shit. I'm telling you, deep shit tonight. Does everybody get what I'm cooking? Does everybody get what I'm cooking? Because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, the more you battle, the more you become a friend of God. Again, remember, as long as you're helping yourself or helping others, you're becoming a stronger friend to God. You're becoming a brother and sister in God. You're allowing yourself to immerse yourself in the power of God. And that power is extenuated when you tell your story, when you tell your experiences, when you tell your journeys. It's extenuated. Because you're touching other lives with your story. So that's why I open up my radio station for people that want to talk about their stories and their experiences. For many years, we've had people come on the air and talk about their journeys and experiences. And yes, we are going to go back to that. We have opened up this radio station and WYRN Internet Radio to hear other people's experiences. So I'm sick and tired of telling my own. I think people are sick and tired of hearing my story. But I tell it anyway. I don't care. I've probably told my story like 500 times already. I love talking about it. So I should be an example to the many that should be doing the same thing. Don't clam up. Don't get nervous. Just get out here and tell your story. I'm not going to bite you. It's just a conversation between me and you with other people listening. Yeah, maybe thousands of people listening, but lots of people listening. And guess what? When it comes down to it, you will resonate with a lot of those thousands of people. And you will touch the heart of a lot of those people. You will resonate with a lot of people. People realize that you have your power, that your power is important. Only you can tell your story. And we need your help. Advocates like us need your help. Or if you don't tell your story, we can't do our job. We can't advocate for you if we don't have any stories or experiences. We can't advocate for you. It's hard to advocate without patient story. It's important to tell your story. At the end of somebody telling their story, they want to tell it again and again and again and again and again and again because they felt the freedom. You feel freedom after you tell your story. Freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from the pent-up burdens and feelings and emotions. Freedom from holding on to your disease and not allowing yourself to accept your disease. A lot of people don't want to accept that a disease is going to be part of them for the rest of their life. I had to accept it, and I did. And that's why I'm the way I am today, because I accepted my disease, and I allowed myself to understand that that disease is a part of my body for the rest of my life. And the more you fight that, the more you will be miserable. So I chose not to be miserable, and I chose joy. So I chose to accept the fact that RSD CRPS is a part of me for life. And then I forgave it, for no nuts what it does. And then I forgave it. And then I learned how to cope with it. And then I learned to understand it more. And then I diverted my mind. And that's what I teach you. That's all being in the power of God. God gave us those tools. God gave us the tool of acceptance, forgiveness, coping, understanding, and diverting. He gave us those powers. That's being a stronger friend to God. And the more we hold on to the fact that that disease is not going to go away, the more we put ourselves into misery. Why live in misery when you can live in joy? Why live in misery when you can live in joy? And that's why I educate you, because I got the joy. Took a little while to get the joy, but I got there. I'm relaxed. I can't wait for vacation. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I just need to relax in the mountains looking at nature. Nature will relax me. Nature will relax me. If you choose not to take those steps, misery is your choice, because you're just going to hold on to the pent-up feelings and emotions. You're going to hold on to the grudges. You're going to hold on to the, oh my God, I got this disease and I don't know what to do with it. A lot of times we need to accept what we have. Sometimes we need to accept the condition we have, or we need to accept a choice that we've made. Because some of those choices might lead to RSD-CRPS. People get RSD-CRPS during surgeries. Like they go through a surgery and they wake up and they're in this immense chronic pain and they don't know what the hell it is. I know people that got RSD-CRPS from surgery. You don't know what's going to happen. And then what are you going to do? Blame this one. Blame that one. Blame the doctor. You made a choice to go under the knife. That's all we do. That's what we do. We're famous for that. We blame everybody else but ourselves for making the choice that we made. If we didn't make that choice, the doctor could have not made that mistake. So when it comes down to it, even though the doctor may have made a mistake, you made the choice to go under the knife. Everybody makes a mistake. It's Some of our best professionals out there make mistakes. And there's a tool out there called malpractice lawsuit.
That's right.
A lot of people utilize it. So, look at it like this. You're suing because the doctor made a mistake on your body, which you're going to live with for the rest of your life, but I'm going to get millions of dollars and I'm still going to be in this wheelchair. Oh, boy. What are you going to do with all that money? I don't know, folks. I don't know. Do you need retribution? Some people do. They think it's some sort of closure, you know, to get retribution, to get money, but you're still going to have the same condition that you had before you got the money. That's right. So what did you really win? What did you really win? You know, and it was your choice to go under the knife. So, okay, that doctor made a mistake, so I'm going to sue his ass for making a mistake. And then I'm going to get all that money, and I'm going to live in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Man, that's a great life. Man, I tell you. It is what it is. There's a lot of temptation out there. Oh, that guy's got a lot of money. Let's fake getting hurt and let's sue him. Yeah, that's what happens a lot of the time. You know, oh, let's go in that business. Oh, it looks like it's very lucrative in there. Let's go and get some money. I'll slip and fall in there. Maybe I'll get millions of dollars. Yeah. There are people that do that for a living, by the way, folks. It's the truth. There are people that do that for a living. But, you know, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be a friend to God. The more we are a friend to God, nothing will stand in our way. The more we are a brother and sister to God, the more unconditional love we have for our family and friends, and the people around us, and God himself. God himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm going to end there. Stick around, people in the chat room. Thank you for coming in. And thank you all for being here tonight, and I hope you got something out of today's broadcast. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you. We love you. And when it comes down to it, bottom line is, we do what we do for you to pick up the tools. I'm leaving the tools for you for 2 weeks. I'm not going to be here next week, so we'll make sure that I leave the tools for next week, too. You will hear the best of Joey Giggles next weekend. And remember to love your armed force. You'll love your armed forces and people in the armed forces on Armed Forces Day on the 15th. And remember, you have the power and nobody can take it away from you. I am going to play some great patriotic music going out for all of you. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please help yourself by helping others. You're awesome. You're great. And remember, keep doing great things. God is watching. God is here. God is around us. Be a friend to God and be a brother and a sister to God, because that will bring you closer to him. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life,
and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. I'm proud.